is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. 8:29. John, Lance, and Dell with you. What's going on? What'd you do this morning? Why are you so late? Man, I got up this morning. I got in the car. And I'm like, we're off the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're off the air. Uh-huh. So I text AD,
yep.
And I call Dell. Dell, can you call anybody down there? Can you call Ron, Captain Ron? Maybe he can come over.
And he, of course, Captain Ron had the day off. So and the guy who was in. The audio, as far as the ringer, was down, so he couldn't hear. When I got here, there's audio pumping through the system. At least, so I was like, okay, what's going on? And I just happened to go down there, roll down in my car just to make sure. And, yeah, we were still off the air. So I called AD, and he had to make a drive out to Winnie, Texas.
Hmm.
So that's
why it took
so that's
long.
Why it took so long.
Yeah.
So you know what's trending on Twitter is that Waze and Spotify also are not working today on iPhones.
Really?
That's what they were saying an hour ago. Maybe it's been fixed.
Waze and Spotify?
I mean, I've got Waze open right now on my phone. Yeah.
Well, did put in somewhere that you're going to go, and then it works. It's working now. Maybe it wasn't working earlier. Are they all connected?
Well, it says Waze is connecting to GPS. There it is. Maybe you can't open it in your car.
Maybe it's all connected, and something happened. And there's some kind of virus that's been spread through our transmitter, Waze, and Spotify.
Yep.
Maybe that happened. Maybe there's a virus.
As far as infrastructure is concerned, I'm glad you put us up with Waze and Spotify.
Well,
as far as having the infrastructure.
You're getting lazy. Tell them to hurry. Golic and Wingo's awful. The real Green, D.H. Green, says, I've been working and I can do this. And let me know if you'll all hire me. I've been working in technology for 33 years.
You couldn't fix this. No, you had to go actually to the actual
site and do it.
So it took a while.
When all else fails, reboot everything. Yeah, thanks for all your help.
Had pulled out the cartridge and blown in it and put it back in. It's not a cartridge. This is not a Sega Genesis game or a Nintendo game.
Just woke up.
If so, we would have blown in the cartridge, yes.
I just woke up. Can't wait to listen to the podcast this morning. Well, there is none. Thank you for keeping me away from crappy 610 and 790. We didn't do anything. We just sat here. Actually, we watched Jim Jeffries' special.
The entire special.
The whole thing.
And I watched it again.
He drops the C word a lot.
Yeah, he does.
He likes the C word.
He's Australian. He's allowed to.
He can say it.
Yeah, I think that's
if you're British or Australian, you can say the C word.
Yeah. I think
America, you can't say it.
It's we look at it different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they just use it as a
willy-nilly calling you.
Mate.
Yeah.
They use it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not, you're somebody that they don't like as much.
Yeah.
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 Exactly.
That's fine. That's good, clean fun for everybody. Well, so what happened? How about this Big Ten thing? I mean, some people are pissed off at the Big Ten, and I think rightfully so. You know, there's got to be – doesn't there have to be a measure? And, oh, by the way, I think it's kind of stupid too. First of all, there's a lot of – there was a lot of movement toward Power 5 schools only playing Power 5, right?
Well, are we on for sure?
Are we on?
Because this says fixed my ass, and this one says somebody did a Donald Trump thing saying wrong.
I was told that we were back on the air.
You were told we were back on the air?
This says still not fixed. Spotify it is. Just so y'all know, I'm such a loyal listener. I sat through an hour and a half of dead air waiting for the beginning of the show.
Well, then maybe
let's do this. If you can hear the show right now, call
on your radio.
On your radio, call 713-780-3776.
Yeah, we would like to.
If you hear us on your radio, call 713-780-3776.
Yeah.
On the radio.
We would like to know that.
Uh-huh.
If we are actually talking to people right now.
Yeah. So let's give it about 10 seconds.
Yeah,
because if not, I've got another comedy that we can watch.
Yeah, we can watch something else.
That'd be great. We can watch a different movie or a different show.
That'd be awesome.
Something like that.
So the Big Ten, yeah, it doesn't look like anybody's calling.
Yeah, I got it. Well, the tweet, you guys came back on the radio, but keep going off and on. But on the app, you okay now? Mm-hmm.
So we got no calls. So let's do this. If you're listening on the app, call in right now, 713-780-3776. If you're listening on the app.
The app is working? Yeah, the app has been working.
Well, let's find out.
We just didn't want to talk to the app by itself.
Well, we are terrestrial. I mean.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. I mean,
Y'all sure the app is working?
Y'all sure?
People can hear us on the app. Well, they could have heard us on the app throughout.
A phone call.
If we were actually on the air. But we were doing the Golic thing because we wanted to be on the air for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so are we not on the radio now?
Stream is good, not radio.
That's one way to get to a 3-day weekend.
Can you tell AD that it's not fixed?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell AD it's not fixed.
Tyler's accusing us of trying to intentionally sabotage to get to a 3-day weekend. Stream is up fine. We got a ton of phone calls. You guys can hang up.
You guys can stop calling in. We get it.
We get it. We're on the stream.
But thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Stream's good. Not radio. Stream works. Stream is working. Not sure about radio. Tune in is a go. Working the app. This is your signal right now, and it shows a fat guy walking through fire with a helmet on.
So we're only on. Can we swear?
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
So we can drop C-bombs then.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, mate?
Of course, at any point.
At any point, we could go back on the air, yeah. And then David Gow would get.
At any point.
Yeah, he would.
Hey, guys, we're going to have a company meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We had one yesterday. Meeting. How was the company meeting yesterday?
You tell me how it was.
No, you tell me.
I want to see what you think.
No, well, I thought it was great. And what'd you think?
I was busy having another company meeting.
Oh.
That wasn't good.
Oh, no. You had another company meeting that wasn't so good?
I wasn't at a company meeting.
You could have gone online.
I wasn't aware. Was there an email sent
out?
Yeah,
there was an email. Yeah.
Yeah,
Zoom.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, you could have Zoomed it.
Are we sure?
Yep.
I would like to say I didn't see the email.
No.
Sorry. I apologize.
Well, that's not the way we go about it. Okay? We try to be good company people.
Man, what was it? Well, you heard it, so how did the meeting go?
It was okay. I forget.
It was fine.
You forget?
There's different things.
I forget.
There was
stuff. Yeah.
It happened yesterday. You forgot?
Yeah, I forgot. There was a lot of stuff in it. It was a lot.
What was the best thing from the meeting yesterday?
Best thing was.
Badgering the witness, Your Honor.
Yeah.
He's badgering the witness.
Hey, Lance finally brought.
Dell is badgering the witness.
He is badgering. He's roughing up the suspect.
No, that means something else in your language.
I ask that be stricken from the record.
You're not roughing.
Strike the.
See, badgering the witness and roughing up the suspect are two different things.
For you, it is.
Thanks.
Oh.
You didn't tell me why people are mad about. What are people upset about with the Big Ten?
Well, here's the deal is like, oh.
I know who should be.
I do get this. I do get this. Is that if you're a Big Ten school, you're making more money, you got a better TV contract, you got all the stuff, your program's bigger. But this is about to kill smaller schools.
Yeah, I was making sure that's what it was because this is a death knell for them.
Yes, it is.
You're going to see them close down.
And here's the deal.
Because their TV deals aren't even good.
If you don't want, so you don't want to fly to Oregon to play Oregon if you're Ohio State or whomever, whatever. How about bus trip from, how about Ohio busing to your stadium and playing them?
Yeah.
Well, the argument is that smaller schools aren't going to have the same protocols. They don't have the same money to do the same testing to keep everybody as safe as you do. Well, they also aren't going to have the money to actually have any programs because you're being pretty selfish here.
Yeah, it's going to really, like, kill.
It's going to kill.
These are paychecks that these teams
LSU,
need.
LSU, play Southern this year. Play Lafayette. Play Tulane. Play Tech. Play people that you can help. I mean, don't eliminate everybody just because we don't want somebody to fly in from whomever, Troy to fly in. Well, okay, well then have Lafayette bus over so they can make some money.
Yeah. It's a real killer. I mean, most of these teams want to get the win, and once every like 3 or 4 years, you'll get a big upset for a team that's actually a Power Five team. It's pretty much a foreshadowing of what's about to happen to that team, because usually if they get upset like that, you better believe the rest of the year is probably not going to be good for that team. And I remember Mish App State is what I'm thinking of for one, and now without this money, but most of the time it's just a paycheck for those teams.
Yeah, that's all.
They take their ass kickings. It's a huge boon for their personal university's economy to pay for stuff. Without that, they don't. Without fans in the stands, you've taken away their primary revenue sources, and then their TV deals aren't, as we found out from Mark Schlaubach, they're just not very good.
No.
I mean,
they can't cover.
Well, they are what they are. They're not heralded programs.
You're going to force Conference USA, probably even the American, you're going to force all of these conferences to go to the spring, just like the Ivy League. Because they won't be able to make it.
Well, at this point, you're better off. I mean, it sucks because you wait that long. I don't know if they can survive waiting another 5 months. That's 6 months. That's the problem is September, October, November, December, January. You start February, 6 months. That's a long time to ask people to hang on. I mean, it's already a long time for us to hang on. For these programs, trying to hang on without revenue coming in for 6 months is a ton. But what difference do you – I mean, but I don't know that you have any other choice.
What's the difference if it comes in? I mean, yeah.
Do you have a choice?
Well, if nothing is going on, you're not having – the Ivy League isn't having any fall sports. So you don't have – I mean, you got to pay the coaches, obviously, and everything else. Hopefully, you've got a little bit in – listen, Stanford cutting 11 – now – they are honoring all of the scholarships and they're paying all the coaches' contracts. However, you've got those coaches that are going to be, this is the last year, the only year of their deal, or if they've got, just a couple of years, those guys are out in the marketplace looking for work. And guess what? All of those jobs are going to be cut all over the country. All the rowing jobs, all the fencing jobs, all the everything. I mean, this is going to be devastating.
Do you remember when there was a thought that, well, this might only last a couple months?
Yeah. No.
You remember that? And now it looks like, though, I don't know about you guys, I look at it as though this is what's going to be the case until there's a vaccine. And even then, you'll still have some bumps. But I feel like the vaccine is the end point. Once you get to full-scale vaccine solution across the United States. And you know what? If you have to, you just have to take whatever measures are necessary to keep this from happening again. If it means being strict with how you enforce being able to get in and out of the country, get into a lockdown mode again to keep something from outside getting in. Now they're talking about, yesterday it was bubonic plague, now it's some kind of pneumonia in Kazakhstan that's worse than coronavirus. Like, okay, well, Kazakhstan, Russia, you're done. Anything that's even near the region, you can't come in anymore.
Yeah, but aren't we finding
we can't do this anymore?
Aren't we finding that it's not as deadly as we thought?
Yeah, but it's deadly to our entire economy. It's deadly to the entire
right.
I mean, it's going to continue to send. I mean, it's going to head to a depression. It's certainly in certain sectors, it is. Like college sports is going to hit a depression. Whatever that's called for college sports, it's going to look like a depression. Now the bike industry will be booming.
No. There is a thought, and let's go back to business as usual. You know what? It's not as deadly as we all thought.
But do you think at some point that's what you have to do?
You
will have no other.
There's
choice.
No other choice.
I wonder if college sports gets to that point where they realize we will have to shut down, and some Mark Schlaubach talked about some universities could shut down without the revenue that they need from their football side. Universities. Now, when you say shut down, I would hope it's a one-year deal, but they're all losing money. I mean, you're going to take a lot of people and cut jobs. I mean, every university that has to fold or athletic program, you're going to have people who are then unemployed.
Mm-hmm. The not as deadly as we thought thing, I don't think it's going to fly with the, you want to send your kid to school?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think that's
going
to fly.
Well, here's the problem is, teachers ain't going.
Exactly. The teachers say, yeah, you know what?
It's deadly to me.
I know your kids might be fine, but kids in general aren't the greatest when it comes to germs, and you're not protecting me, so I'm not going to teach.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll do it from a mobile location.
A Zoom?
What difference does that make? I guess you get all the kids in one place. Like, you kids can play. I can tell you this. If there's no if there's no teacher in the room and no principal, snacks and listen to what you say. My kid isn't like, you have no chance. Snacks, stop sitting by Ethan. You're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. This is what he'll just do. He'll look at the TV and just sit there. What, are you going to come get me through the screen?
Yeah. You can't do anything about it. It's 843 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. But so we'll talk. We got more to talk about this, because it looks like the ACC.
Yeah, the ACC. It appears
Pac-12 is going to join in on this,
and the SEC has a meeting on Monday.
This allows
them to wait till October.
And this could be the beginning. This could be the beginning of the Power Five pulling away.
Oh yeah,
Power Five pulling away from everybody, starting its own, because there was a thought we're going to have 48 teams that are going to start, or 48 to 60 teams that are going to start, that, and that'll be the new college football, and then there's going to be the next level, and then there's going to be the level below that, and then below that. But this could be where you're going to see that Power Five is only going to be playing Power Five in the future.
And be comforted, gentlemen. Apparently, we are back on terrestrial radio as well.
Good. Good deal. Well, you know who's happy to hear that? Lance Loken. Because now you can hear his commercial on the radio. And Gary and Bessie had already moved to Fort Worth to be closer to their daughter, but they needed to sell their house. In just 2 days, they had 46 showings, 19 offers, and sold for $10,000 over the list price. That's just one story. To achieve top dollar for your home, you need an agent who can create an auction-like effect with buyers competing for your home and driving up the price. They have the largest, it's not even close, they market all of their homes better and bigger than everyone. I just saw on the news that an astronaut's home was on there and it was up for sale. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. You don't even have to put your house out there in the public. Lance Loken with the Loken Group at Keller Williams Platinum can give you an immediate cash offer without the large hidden fees. Skip the prepping, the showings. Listen, basically you go straight to sold. These are the guys that you have to use. The only agent in Houston that I would call is the Lance Loken Group. They are something. The average days on market is 49 for the average agent. Lance Loken, just 32 days. And in a lot of cases, it's a lot less. And he'll buy it. He guarantees you, if he can't sell it, he'll buy it from you. 281-861-4624. 281-861-4624 or TheLoken.com, TheLokenGroup.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN975, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
I think this is real, by the way.
Like, it looks like a real gavel.
This is a real gavel I ordered off of Amazon, and I do feel like I do have better control now of this room with this gavel now. So I'm pretty happy about finally bringing the gavel in. I've had it the whole week. And
today's Friday.
Yeah. How'd you like that heat yesterday? Was that good? Was that fun playing golf in that blanket of weather?
Yeah. It was great.
No, it wasn't.
Had a great time.
Tell the truth.
No, had a great time. Didn't play. I played well in the front, but I didn't play too well in the back.
Oh, man. Klein
ISD. Probably because I got too tired.
When Klein ISD opens in the midst of coronavirus, it will be the most insane thread of all time on Twitter.
Yes. No question. You think, yeah. I'm already seeing teachers. I really can't blame them. The teachers are like, wait a minute.
No.
I can't. Because kids suck, right? I mean, they're terrible. They're terrible human beings. And they're not going to care, because they're going to, more than likely, even if they catch the Roni, they're going to be fine. But they don't care about you. They just don't care about you. So that is probably going to be the case for a lot of teachers, going to be in danger. Why does Altuve, Childish Altuve, always send a picture of you, Del? Why is that?
I think he believes that particular picture is an appropriate reaction to a lot of things in the, in the world, I guess.
That's you. And that's you taking a picture. That was actually you trying to smile or something.
No, it wasn't. It was me putting on a show because we were, the Skeeters were so, they gave us jerseys with their names, personalized jerseys on the back.
And you kind of.
Not Skeeters.
What the hell? The
Rugby.
Oh.
Yeah, Sabercats.
Sabercats. The Sabercats gave us jerseys, and we want to thank them again for that. But unfortunately, I had to take a picture with you and Raheel.
Yeah, and you didn't like that at all.
No, so I made the face.
You made that face in a picture that we were supposed to all be smiling. But that's the closest I've ever seen to you smiling, anyway.
It wasn't a smile. It was a resignation to my fate.
Yeah. No. It was more of a smirk or a disgust. It actually looks like you're kind of disgusted.
Yeah, well, that was the point.
The smirk is...
Yeah.
The most accurate. It's kind of a hybrid smirk and something else.
Yep. So we had that. We had the teams traveling to the bubble, the NBA teams, and James and Russ not going.
Yeah. Every team is in the bubble. Some of them are already out of quarantine, like the Jazz and the Magic practice yesterday in a convention center, but they had the floors laid out. But James and Russ did not travel with the Rockets.
Is there a reason for that, or...?
I don't know. Kawhi didn't travel with the Clippers, and they said it was a family reason. We didn't get a reason why James and Russ didn't travel.
Don't you think that if you should be and starting to practice and stuff?
Well, two things: either superstar treatment or
they got the Roni.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Treat the back of Rona
because
well
girl.
Because does little baby have the Roni?
I don't know, but they will start practicing later than their teammates because they have to go through the same 36
James
to 40 hour quarantine.
Hills. I've already seen James's hill running. I'm good.
James.
I see James's workouts.
If he was not inflicted with the Rona, you wouldn't want him to start practicing.
It's always been James's world. He'll do what he wants to when he wants to. Yeah. What are you going to tell him what to do?
He's not quite cranky though.
No. Granky's always been on a different level.
Right. The comment from Dusty is always, well, that's Granky.
They tried to keep it real low profile last year. Remember when he wouldn't even get on a plane or whatever it was?
And, no.
Yeah, I can imagine this is really going exceptionally well with Granky. Like, hey, listen, we want you to kind of hole up a little bit, which probably is okay with Granky, that part. But we also are going to need you to play in a pandemic. Like, it's just, I just feel like this is going to be, I don't feel like the Astros can count on Greinke. I'll just be honest with you. I think this is going to be a struggle for him because he's got some issues as far as that's concerned. Did you see it was good on good yesterday? They had a picture of the Astros put it out of Justin Verlander throwing to Jose Altuve.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I had to check the comments and,
buzzers.
Got a lot of cheaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's all too big. Oh, well, actually, Verlander looks pretty darn good. He has changed his mechanics. He spent the entire time working on his mechanics, and he has changed them, which is I guess is going to be a good thing. I thought his mechanics were pretty damn good before, but okay. If Justin feels like he needs to do that, then I'm not going to stand in his way.
Right.
Do you think that... Okay, do you think that, and somebody said, Ian tweeted this. We were talking about, Justin Verlander and Brent Strom and how important he is. Do you think Cole will miss Brent Strom?
Yeah, I think there's a real chance of that. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. The same way quarterbacks can miss a certain quarterback coach or whatever the case could be. I mean, there's no way any of us know exactly how often he had to go to Strom to get things tightened up. But I just know this. I'll give you an example. My dad had a guy named Bobby Massey in Arizona, and Bobby was not playing very well when my dad got there. They wanted to get rid of Bobby, and my dad wanted Bobby to start. He knew he could get some things fixed. And so he worked on Bobby. He saw that Bobby's hands and feet weren't synced together at the right tackle spot. So he just had like a swing thought. You'll understand this. You know how you get a swing thought and it gets you centered. Mm-hmm. You don't think about other stuff. And so what my dad did was basically create a swing thought for Bobby where he just said, hands, then feet, hands, then feet, hands, then feet, or something like that. There was a phrase that Bobby would think of that got him working rhythmically, where he got into a rhythm. He got into a rhythm. And it worked. And he played much better football. And then Arizona didn't want to pay him, so Chicago paid him. Chicago gave him a good free agent deal. Bobby texted my dad. My dad, when he was out of football, or even when he was still with Arizona, he thanked him for, you know, saving his career and fixing him. Well, then my dad got a call from a guy named Jeremiah Washburn, who was, I think it was Wash, who was over with Chicago, who said, "Hey, Z, what's, like, I'm struggling with Bobby right now. He's just not in his game." And my dad told him the swing thought, the phrase, whatever. And he said, "Say this to him, and it will kind of get him centered to where he gets into a rhythm that he's supposed to be in." I can't say it any more than golf people understand what a swing thought does. Because then it can be gone next day.
Mine is start with my hands.
Yeah, it can be gone the very next day. But a swing thought is the most important thing. And I feel like pitching is the same way. I feel like Brent Strom probably got Gerrit Cole to think about something, whatever it was technically, or grip, or approach, or whatever. And I think Brent Strom is great at getting guys centered. I do think the spin rate stuff is a big deal. It has a lot to do with grip. Lance McCullers has talked about it. A lot of pitchers have talked about it. But I think the best thing for pitching coaches probably is that they get that pitcher in a swing thought groove where they say, okay, this is what you focus on for you. Now, you're going to be, this pitcher's different, and this pitcher's different. And so when that guy's gone, when Bobby Massey got away from my dad, he started struggling again because the new guy didn't know that. He didn't know that swing thought. So I think it is possible that Gerrit Cole could struggle. And I do think it's possible that besides the mechanical stuff, Brent Strom gets guys in the right mindset. Yeah. Whatever that is, I'm not privy to it.
Well, except guys in the bullpen. He doesn't work with any of them.
Yeah, bullpen is not. No. He doesn't except work with
Presley. He works with Presley.
Yeah, he works with Ryan Presley.
That's it.
Other than in the playoffs. And then
he stopped working with him, though. He's too busy.
He never worked with Face Punchy.
What's his name? Face Punchy. You guys know Face Punchy.
Yeah, Punchy Face.
Two Fs. Don't give.
Yeah. That dumbass's
don't
name.
Don't give an F. What the hell is his name? I forgot. Giles. Ken Giles.
Yeah, Ken Giles. Yeah. Golly. Yeah. Face Punchy.
Face Punchy. That's his name. Face Punchy.
Stupid idiot.
So, yeah, he didn't work with him. He doesn't seem to work with Asuna too much either. I don't know.
No.
Nope. Nope.
Probably does. And Asuna's like, I don't know, man. I think I can get him right down the pipe.
Yeah.
I'd prefer you work the edges. Well, maybe change levels a little bit. And like, I don't know, man. I just don't think he can hit my gas. Right down the shot. My best versus his best. Good on good. Like, no, let's not do that. Let's not. It's in the gunfight. Let's try to move it around. Let's
maybe throw a different pitch every once in a while.
I want him to know what's coming. I want him to know my best versus his best. Like, no. You know how we did the trash can? You weren't here for the trash can thing?
Yeah, they.
When you know what's coming, it's easier.
Man, no Josh Jane, no Urquidy. Urquidy is my Cy Young favorite. Urquidy's my Cy Young favorite.
He'll be fine. What?
Yeah.
Your Cy Young favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Deshaun had 50 touchdown passes?
Yes.
John does things.
Remember when Correa hit 50 homers?
Yeah. The number 50.
Oh, remember when Joe Burrow won the Heisman? What? Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Good night.
Yeah, you're one out of 35.
Case closed.
Congratulations to you.
8:59 ESPN 97.5. We got to sell Frankie's car. We're going to sell Frankie's car. She's going to be moving up to D.C.
She's not going to be driving?
Your daughter's moving to D.C.?
Yeah. She's going to work for a congressman up there.
Is she really?
Yeah. The congressman got elected or something?
Yeah. The congressman's already been elected. Oh. What do you mean? Yeah.
I was wondering if it was for a campaign.
No. Going up there to work for a congressman. So we got to sell Frankie's car. So I'm going to call GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. And they're going to, and John Clay Wolf is going to buy it. And he's going to buy it for more than it's worth. I'm hoping. I'm going to talk to him.
Sorry, I just had a thought about when Frankie has to disavow all knowledge of you for working for
Well, yeah.
Me and my dad don't think alike at all. I don't know him.
Yeah. So anyway, but givemethevin.com. I know John Clay Wolf, and John Clay Wolf buys cars, and John Clay Wolf pays you more. And John Clay Wolf says, if I can't beat CarMax's offer, I'll give you $100. And John Clay Wolf will buy this car, and he's going to pay more. He's paying more than he's ever paid for used cars before because there's such a need for them because Detroit shut down for how long. So there's a market out there for your car right now. So go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.